Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Longshore, who joins us this morning, again on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Jason.
Jason.
Good morning, guys.
So, Jason, overall last night, what did you think of the play of the first game out on MLS starting the season back up?
Yeah, it was about what we've seen in other leagues, including the NWSL in this country. You know, the intensity was good, and that was the biggest question I had, because you expect it to be a little sloppy. You know, you can only do so much in training to prepare for a match, and you can be physically fit, and you can do all the drills, and you can think you're ready, but until you get into a match situation, that's when things change. That's when you look a little rusty at times, and it showed. But I thought the intensity was good. I thought both teams were really going for it. It ended up being a really entertaining match. And, hey, I mean, John, I know you like to take some cracks at Orlando, but that's a big night for the Lions. They've looked very different than we're used to seeing in Orlando City.
Hey, no, congratulations to them. I'm glad that in their history they finally had a big night.
Yeah, that ain't going to change. You know, he's going to be who he is.
Good entertainment, though. I like it.
Jason Longshore. So what is this, you know, now that we have an idea of this, you know, one of the things I did notice was that the players, within 10 minutes, they were soaking wet, and because it was so hot and so humid. Is that play into the hands of Atlanta United, that it might slow Red Bulls in their press down if they just are not fit, match fit yet, and they get tired early?
It could. It's a little hard to tell since it's game one, so you would expect that the Red Bulls would be as fresh as they possibly could be in that press. You would expect that they'd be ready to go. Game three might be a different story, but the bigger thing, looking back at the Red Bulls and looking back at some of the comments from their manager, Chris Armas, in the preseason, they're trying to add a few more wrinkles to the way they play. And every time they've tried to do this over the years, they've struggled, and they've always went back to the press. That has worked for them. That's what the Red Bull teams do around the world. I watched the match in Utah, RSL, which had some altitude, but didn't really have, you know, the same type of temperature issues that you're talking about in Orlando. And Red Bull sat back more than I've ever seen them sit back in a match. They conceded over 20 shots to RSL. They looked like a very different team. I'm curious to see if they come in and feel like they can't press as much from the beginning because of the conditions, and they try to play a different way. I think that would play into Atlanta United's hands.
Well, you know, that's a really good point, Jason, because this is life without Joseph, because it's the first game really without Joseph. And even though it's been 4 months since, you know, his injury, because it's been 4 months since he played a game. And we know that in the history, a short, brief history of Atlanta United, one way to counter, at least attempt to counter Atlanta United, has been for teams to bunker. You know, when they can't run with Atlanta United, so they bunker. Is that going to be the case without Joseph Martinez, or is it Joseph that they bunker against?
It could be the way to attack them this time, because whatever the situation is, the opponent throws at Atlanta, they're going to need to get some touches early on for the attack. And that's going to be the biggest question as we wait for that lineup on Saturday, is to what the attack is going to look like, what Frank DeBoer is going to choose for the starting 11, because there's a lot of different kinds of options on the table. You know, we've seen Adam John start up top since Joseph Martinez was injured. With J.J. Williams has been added to the team. Those are more traditional number nine forwards to replace Joseph Martinez. We've seen Pity Martinez start in that role. Frank DeBoer and Ezekiel Barco yesterday when he spoke to the media talked about Manuel Castro being potentially in that mix of at least part of the front three. Mateus Hosetu is another one who could factor in as a part of that front three. And they're going to need touches. So if a team bunkers against them, it's going to help Atlanta at least get comfortable and knock the ball around a little bit. But just like we saw last night where teams needed a little bit of time to get their feet underneath them, Atlanta's going to need that too because they're not going to have number seven that they're used to up top.
We're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst on the WaveForward.com hotline. You know, we've seen a few games moved around. We've seen a few dates moved. But how flexible does this tournament have? How much flexibility does it have knowing that you still have to play a knockout stage?
I think the flexibility that it has left in it is really based on what happens with Nashville SC. They're the other team outside of SC Dallas that has had issues with players coming into the bubble and testing positive upon arrival and then immediately after arrival. And they've been quarantined and they've been isolated away from the rest of the group. And there's a question on if they're going to be able to participate. Outside of that, it has been a handful of positive tests with teams arriving on site, which I think is to be expected. There hasn't been spread inside the bubble, which means the bubble's working. Don Garber talked about that last night on the broadcast. But it's tough. I mean, I think anybody trying to do professional sports right now has to have flexibility built into whatever they're going to do because everybody is learning every day, all of us included, on how to handle this and how to best protect ourselves. And it changes, and protocols change, and best practices change. And, you know, you go back to the Bundesliga, which finished their season. They had to change a lot of things every day leading up to the restart for them, and then they made changes after they restarted. So MLS is no different. I think there's flexibility built into the concept. But the biggest flexibility that's left is going to be what happens with Nashville SC.
Jason Longshore joining us. Jason, expand this out a little bit. Let's talk about World Cup here. The United States, as we grow as a soccer country here, one position we've had great success with on the world stage where we have had Americans be world stars at a position as keeper, Casey Keller, Brad Guzan, certainly Tim Howard. But that's been the one spot. And other spots, not so much. I mean, we had Clint Dempsey and Landon Donovan, but they weren't really world-class players. We're seeing what Christian Pulisic is doing at Chelsea. Is he becoming a world-class player?
I think you have to consider that with where he's at right now and the performances he's been putting in, not just one-offs lately. He's been Chelsea's best player lately. And Chelsea is a team that has a lot of ambition. You know, they're one of the few teams in the world that is spending money at the moment to upgrade going into next season. I think they're really pushing to be in that big, and it's been a big two in England the last couple of years with Liverpool and Manchester City. It might be a big three next year. Manchester City could drop off of that as we've seen this year a little bit. They've got some issues with potentially being banned from European competition. Pulisic to be a key player in a team like that would be a first. And that's something that, you know, if you're a U.S. soccer fan, you don't want to put the hopes and dreams too much on still a young player. But Christian Pulisic is not completely new to the situation. You know, he developed at Borussia Dortmund, which is a big club. He's got Champions League experience at Dortmund under his belt. And now he's thriving at Chelsea, who wants to be one of the biggest clubs in the world. They're trying to get into that English title race. And if Christian Pulisic continues to perform at the level he is, he is going to be one of those world superstars that the U.S. has never had on the field.
Yeah, his last goal, if you haven't seen it the other night, was just bananas. It was a full-length – it was just like, okay, that is top five player in the world worthy, at least for a one play at least. I mean, it was tremendous what he was able to do.
What I love, too, that he's done, and it's been – you know, he's had some questions at Chelsea. And, you know – any sport you think of, when you have a young player starts to break through, you see a manager or a coach put the brakes on him just a little bit, you know, slow him down, maybe sit him on the bench this game, maybe question them a little bit to see if they answer back. He's done that consistently. Every time he's been, you know, he started on the bench, he's come off the bench as a sub, or he hasn't gotten a start, or he's been pulled early, he comes back with a big performance. I think that's a credit to the character that he has and the ability that he has to answer those questions.
All right, Saturday night, you're going to be broadcasting with Mike Conley. I know you're going to be in studio. It's going to be a little bit different trying to call the game, but Red Bulls and Atlanta United, you got to be excited.
I can't wait. Last night, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty emotional to see MLS back. I have to give a shout to the Black Players Coalition. If you did not see the opening to the match last night, go back and find it. Go back and read about it and the statements that they made on the field without saying a word. It was incredibly powerful, and it's a full credit to the group of players, including a lot of Atlanta United players and the league, to support that.
Jason, as always, again, we look forward to the broadcast and highlights. It'll be great to hear your voice, waxing poetic about scores and games. Thanks much.
Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.